SBS සිංහල ගුවන් විදුලිය සමකෙන්
දිට්වා සුලිකුණාටුව හේතුවෙන් සිදුව ව්‍යසනය හමුවේ ශ්‍රී ලංකාවට ජාත්‍යන්තර ප්‍රජාව වෙතින් මානුෂීය ද්‍රව්‍යමය සහ මූල්‍යමය ආධාරුපකාර රැසක් ලැබුණා. එතරින් මුලින්ම සහයෝගයේ පළ කළ රටවල් අතර ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවද සිටිනවා. ඔස්ට්‍රේලියානු තානාපති කාර්යාලයේ මෙහිදී මූලිකත්වයේගෙන හදිසි මානුෂීය සහනාධාර ලෙස ඩොලර් මිලියන එක ආධාර ලබා දී තිබුණා. ඒ අතර කාන්තාවන්, ගැහැණු දරුවන් හා ආබාධ සහිත ජනප්‍රජාව වෙත ප්‍රමුඛතාවය ලබා දීම සිදු කර තිබුණා. එක්සත් ජාතීන්ගේ ජනගහන අරමුදල හරහා මෙන්ම ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ කලාපීය හදිසි ප්‍රතිචාර අරමුදල් මගින් අදාළ ආධාර ලබා දීම සිදු කෙරුණා. අනතුරුව වාර්තා වුණා ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ විදේශ කටයුතු දෙපාර්තමේන්තුව මෙම ආධාර ප්‍රමාණය ඩොලර් මිලියන 3.5ක් දක්වා තවදුරටත් වැඩි කළ බව. මේ අතර ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ ෆෙඩරල් රජයේ පුරවැසි, රේගු සහ බහු සංස්කෘතික කටයුතු පිළිබඳ සහකාර අමාත්‍ය සහ ජාත්‍යන්තර අධ්‍යාපන සහකාර අමාත්‍ය ජුලියන් හිල් ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ සංචාරයක නිරත වූ පුවතත් වාර්තා වුණා. මේ සංචාරය පිළිබඳ හා බොන්ඩායි ප්‍රහාරයෙන් පසු ජාත්‍යන්තර සිසුන් සහ බහු සංස්කෘතික සමාජයේ අත්විඳින තත්ත්වයන් පිළිබඳ කෙටි සාකච්ඡාවක් සඳහා SBS සිංහල සේවය අපි අමාත්‍ය ජුලියන් හිල් සම්බන්ධ කරගත්තා. මේ අමාත්‍යවරයා SBS සිංහල සේවය සමග දැක් වූ අදහස්. We are joined today on SBS Sinhala by the Assistant Minister for Citizenship, Customs and Multicultural Affairs and Assistant Minister for International Education, Mr. Julian Hill, MP, the Federal Member for Bruce. Mr. Julian Hill, thank you very much for joining SBS Sinhala today. Welcome.
Ayu Bowen, it is great to be with you.
Ayu Bowen. Minister, you recently visited Sri Lanka at a time when the country is facing both recovery challenges and future-focused discussions. During your visit, the Australian government announced humanitarian support for communities affected by Cyclone Ditwa. How will Australia's assistance transition from immediate emergency relief to a longer-term recovery and rebuilding for the most affected communities?
I was delighted to be back in Sri Lanka, although of course wish it was under better circumstances. My previous trip there was early 2020 when I was a good tourist for 2 or 3 weeks and enjoyed New Year's down in Gaul and then time up in Allah at the tea plantations, the train trip to Colombo and so on. But it's a place that's very dear to my heart, given my electorate, but also family connections over many years. It was a privilege to be able to meet with the Honourable Prime Minister and talk about Australia's immediate and longer term support for Sri Lanka's development and recovery from this devastating cyclone and the resultant floods. The immediate focus was still on humanitarian relief, including in some of the most affected provinces. As you said, that initial phase of support is focused on humanitarian relief, but we made clear to the Sri Lankan authorities, to the Prime Minister and to civil society, who I met with as well, that Australia will stand with Sri Lanka and the Sri Lankan people in the difficult weeks and months ahead as recovery progresses and be guided by Sri Lanka's priorities as to where we can best partner and focus.
On social media, we saw a number of Australian travellers assisting and volunteering in the relief efforts. Did you have the opportunity to meet any Australian volunteers during your visit?
I did. Actually, one of the warmest encounters was an accidental encounter when I was visiting the temple and meeting with the chief monk. We've just bumped into a large group of Australian high school students, actually from Frankston High down sort of in southern Melbourne. And we had such a warm and genuine encounter with this large group of Australian high school students who were spending a month on a cultural exchange in Sri Lanka, but had diverted their program to spend time helping clean up temples and clean up public facilities and so on. So that was a really lovely encounter.
Minister Hill, I would like to turn briefly to a difficult but important issue. As your portfolio includes international education and multicultural affairs, following the tragic Bondi attack, how can Australia ensure the safety and well-being of international students and migrant communities?
What we saw in Bondi was utterly horrific. It was an anti-Semitic attack, and it's going to take time for the nation to heal. That's the truth of it. In terms of the safety of international students, your specific question, can I just make the observation that Australia overwhelmingly remains a safe country, a welcoming country. That horrific incident, the terrorist attack by those two men, does not represent who we are as a people. It doesn't represent the ordinary experience of daily life in Australia. And we continue to remain a safe society for the overwhelming majority of people who choose to visit and spend time as a student here. But that is in no way to diminish the fact that we have to confront this scourge of anti-Semitism and the scourge of terrorism and global extremism, as many countries around the world are having to do.
In your view, what role do migrant communities play in strengthening social cohesion and unity during such challenging times?
Migrant multicultural communities, everyone has a part to play in building tolerance, can be leaders in their own sphere, and bringing people together. The instinct at times when people are fearful, and that's what terrorists try to do, they try to spread fear to divide societies, which makes it more important than ever that we actually come together as Australians and remember that despite our significant differences, we are a very diverse people. We have far more in common as Australians than we have difference. Anyone committed to this country, to our democratic institutions and our way of life, as well as to that principle of mutual respect for their fellow Australians, is indeed an Australian in our modern times. But the government is listening and will continue to work with multicultural community leaders to make sure that everyone doesn't just belong and can participate, but feels like they belong in Australian society. And right now, anyone who claims to be a leader, I think, has a very clear test on them. Do the words that come out actually help move us forward and bring people together, learn lessons and heal? Or are they about blame and political point scoring or further dividing the country? And it's a test that sometimes requires people to choose their words without censoring the content, but many of your listeners can make a positive contribution, and I know have lived through troubles in Sri Lanka that have resulted from intercommunal, interfaith, ethnic tensions, and can have much to bring to this conversation about how to create peace.
That's Assistant Minister for Citizenship, Customs and Multicultural Affairs and Assistant Minister for International Education, Mr. Julian Hill. Mr. Hill, thank you for sharing your time and insights with SBS Sinhala today.
Thanks so much. Always happy to chat.
SBS Sinhala Seve Vishishanga, then Facebook Tulunod. Pevisinna SBS Sinhala Facebook Pituata. Like කරන්න, share කරන්න, අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කරන්න. SBS Sinhala Facebook page follow කරන්න.